Well, you're talking about nervous this morning. I'm really nervous tonight. And I'm going to tell you why. Thank you, Brother Norman. God bless you and your wife. You're scot-free and merrily. I don't know why I take that off. But here's what I got to do. This message I have never preached, and I really didn't think I'd preach it tonight. And all I know is I've got it. I'm going to try to condense it. And I was hoping that I could average the time I preached tonight with the time I preached this morning, and it'd probably come out pretty good. But I don't know. I was going to preach Waiting on Your Due Season. And everybody, a lot of people want stuff. They want it now. They want their promotion now. Look, go to James chapter 2, if you will. And I'll just put this one back over here, and we'll preach it some other time someplace else. James chapter 2, if you'll turn there. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell y'all something else. We watch y'all on computer. So we know. By the way, you don't shake me up none a bit running. I've been to Sammy Allen's back when it was. But if you'll stay with me tonight and just pray for me, and let's try to get to the main thought. I'm going to tell you what tipped my bucket over. The first song that the choir sang was Magnifying the Mercy of God, if I'm heard it right. Yeah. One of those songs over there just now, Magnifying the Mercy of God. And the temperature in here, spiritually, is magnifying the mercy of God.
Amen.
And, you know, and I feel that here. And the other message, by the way, was not a rebuke message. It wasn't really. James, I'm getting there. James chapter 2, 1 through 13. But let's condense it down. I would probably read the whole thing, but let's condense it down and read verse 12 and 13. Okay? I'm going to read those two verses, and I'll have prayer. He says, let's get 11. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy. Now watch that. He shall have judgment without mercy, that has showed no mercy. And now watch this statement. And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Father in heaven, been here before, Lord, like this. And I'm glad. I've said so many times in my life that I welcome you to change me. I'll admit, Lord, that we like it when we know what we're going to do. But when it turns out, we like it when you know what you're going to do. And I pray that tonight that you'll give me liberty and help me to do this in good time. As well, I pray that the Spirit of God would continue to work and move. Lord, I don't want to hinder what I've already felt in here. I want to as well, Lord, to add to that. I'd like to be able, Lord, to just come in beside of those that have sung, those that have spoke, and Lord, just have you to visit with us. And Lord, if you'll do that, we'll sure be thankful. If there be somebody here unsaved, I pray this will be their night. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's settle this. If we got what we deserve, the sinners, we die and go to hell. I got saved in Forest Park, 1972. I'm going to come back to that thought in James chapter 2, verse 13, but Romans chapter 7, right quick, if you will. Romans chapter 7. Now, I didn't, you know, I have to mention about my sight, and I want to get, anyway, maybe one day I'll do something about it. But Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 13. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? Question. God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good. That sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. That's our state. That's where we are.
Right.
And God sees our sin as horrible. There's no way a human being can describe how sin offends the holiness of God. Else judgment on that man for being a sinner. You better stay with me. Romans chapter 5 verse 19 and 20 says this: for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Isn't that wonderful? So where sin grew and was bad and was big, God said His grace was so much more, so much bigger, so much more glorious. It was the grace of God. I preach against sin. I preach hard against sin. But I want you to know, but for the grace of God, we would all be under the judgment of God. Without hope, as some old preachers have said, back broke and in hell. But for the grace of God. Thank God for where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Maybe if you won't turn to some verses, I'll just get them and we'll go, okay? Psalm 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy. I like that. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
Everywhere I go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go as a born again person, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Psalm 86:5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children.
Amen.
Yeah. Psalm 118, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 29, all talk about the mercy of God.
Amen.
Psalm 136, verse 1 through 26, every one of them, every last one, says or ends with, His mercy endureth forever.
Amen. Yep.
Now look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. And you hath He quickened, that means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we also, among whom also we all had our conversation, that means way of living, lifestyle, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, we were naturally the children of wrath.
Yeah.
Even as others. Two words in verse 4. But God.
Amen.
But God, who is rich in mercy.
Amen.
Why? For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
Amen.
Here's what mercy means. It means kindness, favor, having pity on. Undeserved. If there's a lost person in here, you need to know something. The only reason that you're not dead and in hell is because of God's mercy.
Right.
I got saved. I told you this morning, I just turned, I was 2 weeks shy, a week and a half shy of 29. I got saved on Father's Day, best one I ever had. But back at James, now this is where you want to go back to James, because this is where the big thought is. I want to show you something that should excite you if you're born again. If you're saved, it'll help you if you're lost. In James chapter 2, verse 13, there's a truth in there that got hold of me. And it's these words, mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Now, when you read your Bible, and I recommend you read through your Bible at least once a year. Amen.
Right.
I could say something about how much time people spend on Facebook and on their games and on their blah, blah, you name it, you name it. We all got that issue, but we could do better. But anyway, here's what this word rejoiceth, and I never correct the King James Bible. I let it correct me.
Yep.
But I do inspect it, and I do try to study. That word rejoiceth right there means to boast against, to glory against, and some other things. And here's what I see in getting that thought is this. It means to brag.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Judgment says, die. You're a sinner. Die.
Yep.
And God had mercy on us.
Yep.
And sent Jesus to die on the cross. And when we come to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith and are born again, here's what mercy does, Brother Ryan. It boasts against judgment and says, you can't have him. I have him. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Judgment said, die.
Right.
Mercy says, live.
Yep.
Mercy says, do.
Yeah.
I mean, judgment. Judgment says, do. And mercy says, done. It's already done. You can't do. There's nothing you can do. You can't buy your way in. You can't work your way in. You can't give your way in. And mercy says, you can't have them, judgment. They're mine. Not going to let you pronounce it. Anyway, judgment cries out those words, die. And by the way, if you're unsaved, judgment will win. But God wants his mercy to win. Mercy rejoices and responds. You're saved. You're born again. You can't be under the judgment of God because of the mercy of God. You've been set free. You've been born again. You've been washed from your sins. You've been sealed by the Spirit of God. You are kept by the power of God. You can't be under judgment. Mercy says, everything's fine. Everything's all right. Judgment's not going to be able to execute you. Judgment can't send you to hell when you've been born again. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Psalm 85, 1 through 13 says this. It says, Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah, think on that. That's what that means, by the way. Stop and think. Verse 3. Thou hast taken away all Thy wrath. Woo! Brother Paul. Isn't that good? Thou hast turned Thyself from the fierceness of Thine anger. Now watch verse 4. Or you're not there probably. It says, turn us. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Verse 10, mercy and truth are met together. Now watch this, listen. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Have you ever thought about those words? Let me read that verse 10 again. Mercy and truth are met together. Truth says, here's what God requires. Mercy and truth meet together. And say, the mercy is available. The truth is there. If you can respond to the truth, you can have the mercy and truth met together. But listen to this. It's a wonderful picture. It says, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. That's in your King James Bible. And basically, is what it's saying is when we receive the mercy of God, we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then righteousness and peace get together and say, everything is wonderful. It is well. There's no problems. Judgment has been put down. You know, what's that? Y'all, you know, right? It boasts against, see, mercy boasts against judgment. Can you just see that in your mind? How mercy says, you can't have her. You can't have him. No, you can't execute them. No, you can't send them to hell. They are born again. Amen. And cannot die the second death.
Yeah.
I said if we got what we deserve, we'd all die and go to hell.
Yeah.
But Jesus took what we deserve. So that we wouldn't have to. Verse 11 says, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Jesus is our righteousness. Verse 12, yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in the way of His steps. I just want to finish by answering a question in verse 10. Where and when did mercy and truth meet, and righteousness and peace kiss? And it's in Ephesians chapter 2. We'll go there again. Ephesians chapter 2. Where did this happen? Oh, Ephesians is before Colossians and Philippians. Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, 4 through 18. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember, that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. That means we were enemies, and he took that away. Even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. When Christ died on the cross, mercy and truth met.
Yep.
And the lost sinner that was to die because judgment was crying out for revenge,
yep,
for the payment of sin, and judgment lost, mercy won because of the love of God. If you're saved, you'll thank God for his mercy. Thank God that mercy won over judgment. Father, thank you for the word of God. Let me preach one more time. I pray, God, that those of us in here that are born again will not take advantage of the mercy and grace of God. Lord, that we would honor you for it, thank you for it, and live for you because of such a great love that extended such wonderful mercy to sinners that deserve to die and go to hell, that were under the judgment of God. But I thank you even tonight, Lord, even now when Satan, the accuser of the brethren, raises up his voice somewhere in eternity against us, I'm glad mercy speaks up and boasts against judgment and says, it is done, it is finished, the price has been paid. Thank you for that. Lord God, help us to live in such a way that our lives are some sort of a message, an epistle, written in these fleshly tables of our heart, that we've experienced the mercy and grace of God, and that we appreciate it, and we thank you for it, and we live this life because you've been so good to us, loving us all the way to Calvary, and sending the sweet Holy Spirit of God to woo us, draw us, and to incline us toward an old rugged cross that's empty, to a tomb that's empty, and to a risen Savior. Thank you for the amazing grace of God. Thank you, Lord, that when we were not lovely, you still loved us. Thank you, dear God, those words I read two times in those scriptures, that we are quickened. I became more alive on Father's Day in 1972 than I was the day before. I've been alive ever since in two ways. In this physical life, and yet I had eternal life abiding in me from that day to this day. And I want to thank you and raise my hand and say, thank you, God, for saving me, for putting me into the great family of God, for sealing me by the Holy Spirit, by giving me faith in the King James Bible, for putting me into Bible-believing churches where I could grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ and come to this place in my life in these late years, still holding out, still staying with the old paths, and still loving you, Lord. Help me, my wife, help us to live for you, serve you, magnify and honor, glorify you. And Lord, there are people in here tonight that I know, Lord, they're the kind of people that that love you, serve you. They don't hold back. It could be there's somebody in here that's not fully dedicated, that doesn't really appreciate. It does not really appreciate the mercy and grace of God that brought them out and put them in to the great family of God. And maybe even tonight they realize it's worth more than this. This is so great salvation. We appreciate it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment.
Amen.